This is Radio Nepal. I am Situ Mananta with the news, the headlines first. Bhai Tika being celebrated across the country today. Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli emphasizes importance of Bhai Tika in strengthening family bonds. Two children die in Hornets attack in Bajang. And United Nations reports over 50 children killed in Israeli strikes in Jabalia, Gaza in 48 hours. Now the news in detail. Bhai Tika, one of the most important days of Tihar, is being marked today. Sisters across the country are celebrating Bhai Tika by applying Tika on their brother's forehead, wishing them happiness, long life and prosperity. This year, the auspicious time to offer Tika is 11:37 a.m., but according to chairperson of the National Calendar Determination Committee, Professor Sri Krishna Adhikari, the ritual can take place until sunset. During Bhai Tika ritual, brothers are seated in a special area marked with a light of mustard oil. Sisters then put Tika on their brother's forehead and adorn them with garlands made from dubo grass and makmali flowers. After the Tika ceremony, sisters serve their brother's treats of sweet walnut spices and a special type of fried bread called seloti. In return, brothers also offer Tika to their sisters, wishing them joy and good fortune along with gifts. The tradition of Bhai Tika is rooted in a legendary tale where a sister secured a boon from the god of death, Yama, that her brother would not die as long as the mustard oil didn't dry and the garland stayed fresh. This custom is so cherished in Nepali society that even those without biological siblings receive Tika from others they consider family. Similarly, President Ramchandra Porel celebrated Bhai Tika by receiving Tika from his sisters, Sharada Pandit and Chanda Oja, during an auspicious ceremony at the President's official residence, Sital Nivas, today. According to the President's private secretariat, the Tika ceremony took place at 11:37 a.m. today, following the auspicious timing determined by the National Calendar Determination Committee. Bhai Tika celebrates the bond of family and sibling, and it is considered an auspicious day for sisters and brothers. Likewise, women in Mithilanchal are celebrating Bhaiya Dooj festival today, wishing their brothers long life. As per tradition, sisters invite their brothers and worship them on the last and fifth day of Tihar. Dr. Rajendra Bimal, a famous Mithila literaturer, retells the legendary story of King Bali's sisters, Ganga and Yamuna, wearing seven-colored tikas, wishing their brothers progress, well-being and long life. During this festival, it is customary for sisters to pray for the long life of their brothers while singing various folk songs and dances. Similarly, on the occasion of Bhai Tika, Prime Minister KP Sharma Oli conveyed his wishes for happiness, peace and excitement to all brothers and sisters across the country. Prime Minister Oli emphasized that Bhai Tika strengthens the bond of affection between siblings. Marking the last day of this festive occasion, Prime Minister Oli remarked that Tihar brings brightness into everyone's life, underscoring the festival's importance in fostering unity and joy within families and communities. Two children have died due to hornet sting in Bajang. As confirmed by the chairperson of Thalara Rural Municipality Ward No. 2, Ravindra Khati, 3-year-old Surbir Khati and 5-year-old Sia Khati, both from Thalara Rural Municipality Ward No. 2, were pronounced dead upon arrival at the local hospital. Additionally, 7-year-old Sumi Khati and her mother, Dammara Khati and her grandmother have sustained serious injuries due to the hornet sting. All individuals are from the same household. The unfortunate event occurred on Saturday while the children were cutting grass near their home. The community is now engulfed in grief following this incident, especially during Tihar festivities. Deputy Prime Minister and Minister for Urban Development Prakash Man Singh has departed for Egypt to participate in the World Urban Forum. The 12th session of the World Urban Forum, convened by the United Nations Human Settlements Program, UN Habitat, will take place in Cairo, Egypt from November 4th to 8th. Minister Singh left this morning at 8 a.m. leading a Nepali delegation. The event is expected to host representatives from over 150 countries, including ministers related to urban development. This makes Minister Singh a key representative in the discussion from Nepal. During the forum, Minister Singh will address three sessions where he plans to emphasize Nepal's challenges in urban development, issues arising from climate change, and the country's achievements in settlement improvement. Given the significant impact of climate change in Nepal, Minister Singh aims to emphasize strategies for sustainable urbanization and settlement development that mitigate future climate risk. Inspector General of Nepal Police Basant Bahadur Kumar has departed for Glasgow, Scotland to lead a 3-member delegation at the 92nd General Assembly of the International Criminal Police Organization, Interpol, taking place from 4th to 7th of November. The assembly will be attended by representatives from 196 member countries. It will focus on several key topics, including collaboration between Interpol and the World Health Organization, strategies against terrorism, enhancement of police analytical capabilities, and unified strategies against disputes. This event presents a significant opportunity for international cooperation in addressing global security challenges. Minister for Forest and Environment, Ain Bahadur Shahi, has returned to Nepal after participating in the 16th conference of the parties to the Convention on Biological Diversity held in Colombia. Minister Shahi was welcomed at Tribhuvan International Airport by senior officials. During the event, Minister Shahi addressed 2 high-level sessions focusing on the themes of nature and peace and biodiversity and finance. Minister Shahi shared insights on Nepal's achievements in biodiversity conservation and participated in the ministerial levels meeting dedicated to environmental issues. The Tanahu Hydropower Project has continued the project construction works even during the Tihar holidays. The project office has said that the project construction continues also today, the day of Bhaitika, the main day of the Tihar festival, with the goal of completing the project within the deadline. Works are being carried out in 2 shifts, day and night. According to him, 200 workers are working in the 2 shifts. The 140-megawatt capacity project is located in Tanahu district. The project office said that 62% of the work have been completed so far on overall assessment of the work progress. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 2 p.m. English News Bulletin. Now on to an international news update. The ongoing conflict between Israel and Hamas has reached alarming levels, drawing international condemnation and urgent calls for humanitarian action. UNICEF recently denounced Israel's indiscriminate airstrikes on the Gaza Strip, reporting the tragic death of over 50 children in Jabalia within just 48 hours. According to Al Jazeera, the situation has been further exacerbated by an incident in Gaza City where Israeli forces targeted a polio vaccination center, injuring at least 4 children. This happened despite a humanitarian pause agreed upon to facilitate the inoculation campaign. In response to the conflict, Lebanon's Prime Minister Najib Mikati has demanded an investigation into the alleged kidnapping of a Lebanese citizen by Israeli forces. This incident highlights the escalating tension along the borders, where an Israeli military official confirmed the capture of a senior Hezbollah member in Bethron. The death toll of the conflict is staggering, with the Palestinian death count in Gaza surpassing 43,314 since the outbreak of violence on October 7, 2023. The international community must act swiftly to address the catastrophic impact on civilians in both Gaza and Lebanon, striving for a peaceful resolution to prevent further loss of life and suffering. Now the general weather forecast for the country today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly to generally cloudy in the hilly areas and partly cloudy to mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Light to moderate rain with thunder and lightning is likely to occur at a few places of hilly regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at 1 or 2 places of the rest of the country. There are chances of light snowfall at a few places of the high hilly and mountainous region of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki province and at 1 or 2 places of high hilly and mountainous region of rest of the provinces. There is also a partial impact of the westerly winds, local winds and a low pressure system from Bangladesh and Assam, India across the country. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin. But before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Bhaitika being celebrated across the country today. Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli emphasizes importance of Bhaitika in strengthening family bonds. 2 children die in Hornets attack in Bajang. And United Nations reports over 50 children killed in Israeli strikes in Jabalia, Gaza in 48 hours. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Please also visit our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np for more news and online program. Our next news in English is at 8 p.m. in the evening. Stay tuned and have a good day.